It is 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria and Sanin at 22.
Gold stars for Pretoria, Centurion, Midrand, no major issues on the road. Central Joburg, M2 westbound, crash before the Crown and Bedford View, N3 northbound, still got the queuing traffic because of the crash near Von Buren Road.
The Golden Highway has been closed between Wimbledon and Sheffield Street due to violent protest in Lanesia South. Residents are resisting a Joburg water operation to stamp out illegal water connections. The utility announced last week that it would embark on an aggressive operation to curb non-revenue water losses amid water supply constraints in the metro. Earlier, JMPD officers fired rubber bullets to disperse the violent crowd. However, spokesperson Kwalani Fichler says motorists should avoid the area.
As Golden Highway is currently blocked to traffic, motorists are advised to exercise caution and consider using alternative routes such as Wimbledon, Sheffield Street, Drakensberg Road or the N1 Highway.
The South African Institute of Race Relations, Herman Pretorius, says the government of a national unity has ensured that they have the political right to exist. Pretorius was briefing the media on the Institute's latest opinion polling on the state of South Africa this morning. Pretorius says the GNU political right can be democratically rescinded as well.
Whilst the slight balance in favour of the GNU is heartening, it is within these grey categories, neutral, unsure and unfamiliar, that the GNU will have its work cut out, but also its opportunity to build on the political goodwill that we can see from the party's support nudging upwards.
International Relations Minister Rondla Mola has welcomed SADC's meeting on post-election violence in Mozambique. The intergovernmental organization will hold an extraordinary summit this weekend. While calm has temporarily returned to Mozambique, protests are expected to continue this week. Anastasia Mokgobo has more.
The unrest began after election authorities declared victory for the long-ruling Frelimo party. However, suspecting vote rigging in the election, many young supporters of independent candidate Venancio Mondlane took to the streets in protest. At least 40 people have been killed and dozens injured in recent weeks. Lamola echoed calls from Mozambican leaders for law enforcement to expedite investigations and bring those responsible to justice.
South Africa calls for calm and restraint to allow the electoral process to conclude successfully.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
And dozens of world leaders are convening in Azerbaijan for the COP29 summit. The summit is a global conference of parties aimed at addressing climate change. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressed the summit moments ago.
So at this COP, I was pleased to announce that we're building on our reputation as a climate leader, with the UK's 2035 NDC target to reduce all greenhouse gas emissions by at least 81% on 1990 levels. Our goal of 1.5 degrees is aligned with our goals for growth.
I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdminister. Die Gouweweg is gesluit weens gewelddadige betogings.
And we'll keep you up to date on that and on the other traffic thingies in this hour. Dankie, Emil. Lekker dag verder, bro. All right, where my head's at.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Always ends the same when it was me and you. But every time I meet somebody new, it's like deja vu.